Everybody wake up.
Time to wake up. Time to start the day. Wake up late with Dougie. Here is the only
wake
way.
Wake up late. Now everybody. Wake up late. Everybody. Wake up late. Wake up late.
Wake up.
Wake up late with Dougie. Wake up late with Dougie. Wake up late with Dougie.
It's time to wake up.
Wake up late with Dougie. What rhymes with Dougie? He's just so funny.
It's the Wake Up Late with Dougie show. Live from Danger Studios. Coral Springs, and now you know.
We're the hottest show in the place. Wake up late now, everybody. Wake up late now, everybody. Wake up late now, everybody. I said one, two, three. Everybody wake up.
Live from Danger Studios in Coral Springs, Florida, it's the Wake Up Late with Dougie show. Starring Dougie Almeida. Now, let's start the show.
Yeah, what's up, everybody? Good morning, good afternoon, whatever time it is you're listening. Welcome to the Wake Up Late with Dougie Show. I'm Dougie Almeida, and I'm joined here today by Elgin David.
Yes, we are in the building,
That's
Danger
right.
Studios. What's up, Dougie?
What's going on, man? Well, Peter Leonard's not here, so
yep.
He's ill, to say the least.
And I've been sick before and had to take off from the show. So,
well, he was busting your balls for last week.
He totally was.
Yeah, he was like, you know, because... Well, we busted your balls when you didn't come to the show because you were sick, and then you were Then you went to the movies to see Rogue One, you know. And then I was like, "All right." And then last week, you know, I kind of remember you telling me the week before that, "Hey, I won't be here next week."
Right, because I had to go and do several auditions down in Miami, and I knew it was going to take all day, getting from one to the next, so I couldn't make it. And he was busting my balls,
big time. Yeah, well, like, when did you know this? Like, he's like, so when did you know this? When did you gonna let us know?
Yeah.
Meanwhile, today earlier, right, on Facebook, he messaged on our group message, like, okay, I don't know if I can make it today. I'm not feeling good. I'm like, all right, can you let me know ahead of time? You know, I mean, you and I could pull off the show. I'm not worried about it. At least, you know, here's the funny part. I know our listeners will know, but when Peter Leonard's not here and you're here, you're a different Elgin.
Absolutely. Because I get to talk.
Yeah.
And we can converse and have fun.
Right.
Not that it's not, it's so fun when Peter's here because I love watching you two fight with each other. But if you notice those episodes, I don't really talk much because I'm just watching your interactions.
Right.
It's hilarious.
But
it's like a show for me.
Well, you're not here to fucking be an audience member. You're here to be a fucking co-host.
Yeah.
That's why I have you here to deflect.
For
like,
sure.
Like, if you have a woman in here, like when he would do shows when Tali was here, he turns into alpha male.
Oh, no.
And he tries to impress everybody and say almost everything he could fucking say.
But right? that's just Peter.
That's and not even women, but if other comics are here, he's auditioning.
Well, he's hilarious, and it's always fun to watch. But he's not here.
He's not here today. He's home, whatever.
Doing his thing. No, he's probably seeing Rogue One.
Yeah, he's probably, I better go see how good this movie is. So he's not here. And yesterday we had a show, our show yesterday, John and I got into a fight.
Uh-huh.
You know, and people say, how are you guys friends? You guys going to work together? I'm like, dude, it's okay. Like, here's the thing. Like John says, why are you yelling? I'm like, I got a very powerful voice.
Okay.
I don't need to be yelling,
right,
to make my point. Like, my stepdaughter said that one time, why are you yelling at me? And I said, you want me to fucking yell? And then I started yelling to let her know the difference between speaking, you know, how would you say, authoritatively and, pretty, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, intensely.
Intense.
Yeah.
You know? And you know, John's such a wussy.
Oh, wow.
He is a wuss. Come on. He's a smart wuss.
Oh, man. I got to get my DJ sounds out. Ding, ding, ding.
Yeah.
Hold on. Okay, keep talking.
Matter of fact, I do have my soundboard on my iPad. I forgot I was going to have it tied to the mic here.
Oh, were you?
Yeah. So, we got into, and I told you before the show we were talking about what the journalist asked Martin Luther King Jr.
Yeah.
You know, he asked the question, like, so how do you feel about what Donald Trump said about your dad or said about... James Lewis or Jim Lewis, the congressman guy who got whacked on the head in that march, and he still has a scar. You know,
right.
That's why, he's an icon. Yeah, he participated in one of the most memorable moments in our country's history, you know, that had to do with racial, you know, moving black people forward, you know, and advancing the cause. You know, he's definitely a part of that. But fuck, that was 40 fucking years ago, whatever it was, 20 something, you know, 50 years ago. I don't, you know, that's great. What have you done lately? You know, that's my, you know, and here you are, a journalist is going to ask Martin Luther King Jr. the third. You know, you only have a few minutes maybe to ask some questions. And this fucking hooplehead wants to ask.
Hooplehead?
Yeah. He wants to ask. So how did you feel about Trump? You know, what are you in fucking middle school? You know, that's an adolescent. That's a question that you would, you know, you and somebody just got together. So, you know, did he say what he said about John? Did you hear what he said about, you know, or is he going to say, well, how'd it go? Or, you know, be a little adult.
Yeah. It was like he was gossiping.
Yeah. And then John,
he asked a gossip question, John instead of like a real legitimate question, and to gain some knowledge from this person, hey, this is what's going on.
Yeah.
TMZ said that you did this. Is that true?
Yeah. By the way, did Donald Trump smell like piss? You know,
like stupid shit.
Yeah, you know what I mean. That's what I'm saying, and it's like, and so you know, just to be oppositional, which is fine. That's why he's on the show. You know, John's sitting there going, "Oh, I think it's a really good, you know, the journalistic question." I said, really, you do? Right there, I know he's full of shit, and he's just trying to hide behind this, you know, this nonsense. And then he throws in the, you know, so how much experience do you have in journalism? I'm like, oh, here we go. John loves it. John's a smart guy. He knows how to take a conversation, walk you down the path based on the questions he asks, then sets up what's called sharp angle questions where you only have really one way to answer it.
So you're saying he's very manipulative?
He's manipulative. And then what happens is when you corner him in it and you tell him something, he just goes, oh, I'm done. I'm not going to say anything. I'm done. Whatever. You're just – and by the way, thanks to one of our listeners, he claimed that I called him a name first.
Uh-huh.
It's clear if you listen to yesterday's show, he calls me an idiot.
And one of your listeners, what, tweeted you that?
He messaged. He says, John mentioned that you started names. If you go to minutes – he actually put minute something in there. He called you an idiot first.
Wow.
So he's, you know.
So it has been confirmed.
Yeah. Thanks for your listening. And
thanks,
and
social justice warriors. Keeping the minutes of the Dougie Show.
I came close to just cutting him off the Skype line.
8 minutes and 57 seconds.
I came real close to just cutting him off the Skype line. And poor Talia's in here. She's like, you know, but like Talia's got to step up too. She can't just sit there and watch us fight. She's got to, you know, she's got to like, hey, step in and to pick a side.
Yeah, but it's, you know, when you have two, like when you, like I said, when you and Peter are in here going crazy.
Right.
For me, it's funny though. I sit back and I laugh of you two.
Yeah, well.
Fighting.
I'm glad we
get so mad. And he loves it. The more you get pissed off,
it's not me that he always interrupts my conversation with stupid jokes.
Yeah, he does.
Or stupid little like things. Like he.
Yeah, he does.
And then the worst part is that when he'll go to tell a story and he'll fucking drone on.
Forever.
Yeah, like...
Longest buildup.
He went to the... Peter, tell us, you went to the baseball game yesterday? Yeah, my friend John, who used to work in cement business back in the 60s, you know,
name
over
drop.
The...
Name
yeah,
drop.
You know, or whatever. I'm like, just fucking get to the point. And hold on a second. And when he interrupts sometimes, he interrupts and he tells you this fucking story that's about as exciting, you know. It's like, you think it's going to be something. It's like, oh, yeah, so I went to John's house. Yeah, he used to lay cement and, you know, I thought it was funny he didn't have his Christmas tree up yet. Really? Is that why you fucking just interrupted my conversation, Pete? Peter, is that why you just stopped me in the middle of my thing I have written down as an outline as part of the show? Now you're going to tell me that this guy's in cement and he put his Christmas tree down early?
See, this is why I come, because it makes me laugh to see you mad, too.
Well, good.
Like, you're so mad right now. You're, like, rehashing it in your head. Like,
I know, just getting...
Like, as if he is here right now.
There's people that over the years, especially with Peter, there's people over the years like that say, I don't know how you can, I thought you guys were going to kill each other. You sound like you're about to kill each other in the studio.
The following rant was dedicated to you, Peter.
And so when I have a heart attack, our listeners can be thankful. I know it doesn't, you know, it's interesting, but I'm going to bring it up. Local comedian, Jordan Garnett.
Right.
He's a regular MC at the Improvs.
Totally.
Comic's been in it for a few years. He decided to add to his tattoo of the star where the Dallas Cowboys star is on one of his arms, like his delt.
Really?
Right. He had a star, like a blue star, like the Cowboy star.
Oh yeah, yeah.
And he had put on their Super Bowl champions this year.
Right, right.
And you know, oddly enough, when you first looked at the tattoo, it was small. It wasn't like he put in bold letters, you know, with coloring and everything in the lettering. Hey, you know, Super Bowl champs 2000. You know, whatever the number is, or Roman numeral, know, that would have been a real commitment if you got that fucking tattoo and you put the Roman numerals over that thing, you know, in three different colors and fancy shading, you know. But he put it in these little his little stick, like as if you could, yeah, you could fucking turn it into a fucking four leaf clover at some point if you want.
You can sleeve that whole thing.
Yeah,
that's so
you can. So you know, it's interesting.
Yeah,
and but you know, hey, my point to the kid was, hey, that's. It got attention. He got TV. He got news. Hey, if that's what it worked,
dude, it was awesome.
Great attention getter. And now he was mentioning that he got a lot of new Instagram followers and kind of shit. But then I was fucking through Facebook and I saw some of the shit that he had. He has his own Crackenberry. Some guy was on there just calling him all kind. You know, he's got haters.
Okay.
You know, of course he's got haters because, and I'm like, now I don't even know if, to me if that would be worth it if I had to deal with my all my social media lit up all day with. You know, people just saying you're a fucking idiot, you know, whatever, and this and that. Like, it's not like you don't got a thick skin to take it, but it's like, is that what I really want to have exposure to? You know, so whatever. And it was just interesting. Of course, we all know the Dallas Cowboys lost.
Yeah,
and
I really wanted them to win.
Now, in a positive note, if they won the game and they won the Super Bowl,
yeah,
I can assure you, he'd probably find himself in one of the talk shows.
That's why I wanted him to win.
Right. I mean,
I really wanted that for him.
He would have got on.
And it would have been cool because
one in a million shot.
He predicted the future.
Yeah. He fucking called it.
I fucking really wanted them to win.
It's just like when Babe Ruth points at the wall, you know, when he pointed at the fucking fence.
Yeah.
It's just like that.
I was sad that day. That game was hard to watch.
And that's all. And it's like in the world of investing, when the bigger the risk, the bigger the reward.
Yeah.
Sometimes the bigger the risk, the bigger the fall. Now, you know, the local comedy community, from like most of us, we're like, hey, man, good, nice shot. You got a lot out of it. Win, loser. It's like being an American Idol and not winning, but still getting, you know.
Hell yeah.
Getting a record deal.
National exposure. Yeah. But I really wanted him to win just because it would have been such a huge pop.
Yeah. I mean, like I said, like somebody asked me, I won't mention the comments. This is stupid. I go, dude, if first of all, if they win, he's going to have a late show talk credit. He could say fucking Jay Leno, Jimmy, he could, you know, who knows? Definitely ESPN, any of these sports things.
Yep.
So it could have worked out, but it didn't. They lost. And now you got to sit there.
It hurts. It hurts too. Like, yeah. Doesn't it hurt you, man?
No, not really. I mean, listen,
I'm saying it would have been so cool if it happened.
Oh, no, that's what I'm saying. Every week would have been exciting.
Yeah.
You know, now they make it to the Super Bowl.
Oh, my God. It would have been fucking huge.
And the funny part is, like, I can tell you that when I was watching the game and that field goal kicker made when the Dallas tied it.
Yes.
I thought, I don't know what it was. You know, I'm sitting there. I was watching the game and all of a sudden I pictured Jordan jumping up in his house and, you know, like, thanking God. You know, but
you believe that they brought it back and did another kick, and then they timed out right before the first kick, which made it, which is crazy.
Clearly. And then the second kick was a little scary.
Yeah, but still.
But it made it. And then, of course, you know, the agony of defeat when they lost, I could picture poor, you know, Jordan sitting there, you know, realizing. Because he's a smart kid. Once they lost, he started hearing all those people.
How could you not?
Right.
Of course.
You know?
And, wow.
So, hey, good move. And now the real interesting thing will be to see how many of these followers fall off. Now, I mean, you think about it. Like, well, these people are like, oh, that's been fun. I'm like, why am I? Because do you lose Instagram followers? Do you pay attention to that kind of shit?
I don't really have that many to begin with.
Right.
So, you know, I'm not going to.
I get Dougie Dangerous, my Instagram. I have like, I don't know, 1,070, I don't know what it is, something like that, 77. And it's like, of course, sometimes these people go on there, you realize they're probably bots or these chicks, you know, the chat girls.
Yeah.
I usually accept them, but sometimes I don't because I know they're going to fall off anyway. But, you know, and they're not going to like share my information. So I'm like, all right. But every once in a while, you look. Now on Twitter. You know, at Dougie Dangerous, I know, like 7,400, I don't know what it is, something like that.
Wow.
But, you know, it kind of steadily goes up a little bit and then down a little bit and up a little bit and down a little bit. And I'm like, what the fuck? Like, what does somebody go, oh, I'm not going to follow somebody? Like, I'll think about, like, if I tweeted something, like, sometimes I retweet within a group like Bob Levy and Friends, you know, and there's some people that tweet, you know, kind of weird shit, you know, like devil worship and spanking or, you know, that kind of stuff. And I'm like, I'm part of that group. I got to we all retweet everybody's shit. So,
right.
You know, so I'm just, oh, I can't believe what Dougie likes spanking. You know, what is this? The devil's, you know. I'm like, it's just a fucking retweet. Yeah. That's all it is, man.
But a retweet means that you support whatever it is that was tweeted.
Oh, really? That's, yeah.
If I tweet something like a goat, I don't know, doing something stupid, and you think it's funny, you're going to retweet it so that your friends can see this goat, like, I don't know, doing something stupid.
So you're saying I should, like, bail from this group?
So if you're retweeting things that people, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's like you supporting it. So yeah. You have these spanking tweets that you retweet?
Well, my friend Dave Harris, he's like into like they film porn like spanking and dominatrix shit.
Okay,
and, you know, and like chicks with tattoos all over.
Well,
we're not friends. We don't hang out and like go to each other's picnics. But you know, we're you know, he's like Bob Levy's friend.
Okay,
so Bob Levy's my friend. So this is like
so it's like friend of a friend of a friend.
It's A equals
porn,
B and B equals and C, then A equals C.
Gotcha.
So
Pythagorean theorem. What is it called?
I don't remember. Foil? I don't know.
A squared plus B squared
John
equals C
would know.
Squared?
John Levine would know. So, I don't know. This whole social media thing, you know, it's like whatever. I'm just, you know, again, I found myself in this place where I was like, okay, what it's a new year. I gotta focus on what I want to focus on, you know, which is to me is still getting booked, try to get in more rooms. That's my, you know, sometimes I ask, there's got to be more. I gotta find another thing. Like, you know, maybe I should move to New York and maybe or L.A. and just start really working on a bigger thing, you know. But I can't do that. I can't. Look at you. Now you can't go anywhere either. You're in a house.
Yeah.
Well, wait a minute. Yeah. Like, yeah, maybe I could leave. That's what I just heard when you're, yeah. That's what you really said.
No.
Yeah, you went, yeah.
Yeah. You know.
Yeah.
I'm still doing my thing.
But you're still getting work here in Miami.
Yeah.
You know, so.
And I'm still working on projects and you know, it is what it is. I don't have to be in LA or New York.
Right. You're right now.
Right. I don't feel.
Yeah. And we got some stuff, more notes on our outlines. We got some videos to do, okay?
Yeah, absolutely.
We got to, you know, I can't use Peter. You know, I'm going to get Peter involved. But hey, by the way, speaking of that, I felt like a Trumper. I felt like Trump. I was negotiating earlier today.
Okay.
You know, when you come, headliners that come to Tavolino's for Wise Guys Comedy Show every Wednesday, been running for over 3 years. We usually use La Quinta, which is a hotel right near, basically a mile away from Tavolino's. Not the nicest. It's a nice, you know, it's okay. It's not like a shithole, but it's not like a modern hotel. It hasn't been upgraded lately.
Right.
Yeah, but they've been real nice, and they give us nice discounts. This time of year sucks. Like, you know, you try to get a hotel between January and April. It's the most expensive time of the, you know.
Because everybody's here.
Yeah, so La Quinta is normally $125, $30, but I'm getting it for like $90,
wow.
You know, for the hotel. So a real nice, we have a real beautiful hotel over there in Heron Bay, the Marriott. Beautiful place, golf course and anything. So we met today. Had lunch. Ed at Tavolino's provided us the lunch. And we're going to be housing our headliners at Marriott.
Nice.
Starting in February.
So they're giving you a better deal.
Yeah.
That's what's up.
So it's cheaper than the La Quinta.
And nicer, I'm sure.
And much nicer.
Way nicer.
Much nicer.
How close is it?
Yeah, about a couple miles, 2 or 3 miles away. Less than a 5-minute drive.
It's not terrible.
Right. I mean, as a comic... It's the best place to ever when you're a comic, you go to perform. The best thing to ever be is the venues at the hotel, you know, like a casino or
like downstairs.
Yeah, you basically leave your room, you get on the elevator, you walk, you know, through. Hey, and then you go to the showroom, and you're there.
That's awesome.
There's nothing better than that.
That's cool.
That's Rocky Gap Casino this Thursday night. If you're in Cumberland, Maryland, I'll be the headliner over there.
So you're just going to go out there.
I'm going to get, it's the stage. You go.
You go down from your room.
Right. Exactly. I mean, the show starts at 8.
Wow.
So you're there like, well, okay, I'll go downstairs and I'll check in at like 7:30 and then I'll go back to my room. You know, but I want to see John. So I'm going to, you know, you know, so I got to go through that. But I'm going to, you know, but then you're done. And all you got to do is you go to the bar, you know, there's a casino, which is even better. You go, yeah, and then you go upstairs. You don't have to get in the car, get an Uber.
That's cool.
But if you don't have that, the next best thing is, yeah, at least the hotel is basically, you know, at night. Like sometimes you have a hotel that's close enough, like if there's shitty parking, you know, I worry about all that fucking stuff. You know, I don't worry about, I just get an Uber. You know, but why? I'm not going to go somewhere and pay for parking. You know, if I got park, I got to pay $5 to park in the city or wherever I'm going to the show.
Yeah.
Fuck it, Uber, $5.
Easy.
Pick me up and take me home.
That's so cool.
You know? So it's nice. It's close. So that was the negotiating. So we're glad Marriott in Heron Bay is going to be housing our Wise Guys Comedy headliners. By the way, this is going to be a great show Wednesday. We got, I'm hosting Mike Charette, who is a finalist in Florida's Funniest Comics, is your feature. Special guest, Jersey Bad Boy, Mike Marino.
Wow, that's a huge show right there.
Yeah. And our headliner, Danny Bevins. Very funny. He's never been, his first time at Davolino's. Very funny guy. Now, you know, here's the thing. I get a little concerned because Mike is hilarious, right? Like, Mike is fucking, he's a killer. And when somebody like that wants to do a spot, like, you know, come in and do like a guest spot, you really can't. I don't want to put poor Mike in that position. I'm not going to put him up before the feature.
So what are you going to do?
I got to put him up before the headliner.
Okay, so
like this happened last time Mike was in town. He came, and Carl Remy was the headliner.
Mm.
And so I had to do the same thing because I knew the feature at that time couldn't, you know. I wouldn't want that shit. If that happened to me, I'd be like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
So, you know, I was like, all right, let's have, you know, have him come up with it. And it was funny because Carl handled it, but you know what I mean? It was funny because he was like, God dang, man. You know, like you put Mike Marino, Italian guy, Italian bad boy, Jersey guy in an Italian restaurant, in a nightclub. Yeah, it's a perfect storm. So anyway, he's going to be there.
It's going to be awesome.
It's going to be a great show. Just $10. Just $10. That's all it costs.
And then you can have some of the best dinner and cocktails in a very nice, nice, nice room.
Yeah, I had the veal parm today because they had bought us lunch.
Yeah.
One of the ladies had a Tuscan chicken sandwich and a chicken salad. I'm like, I'm going to veal parm, man. But I only ate half. That's my new thing. I'm only eating half.
Portion control.
I'm only going to eat what I can fit in my hand.
Yeah, it's. I just did the same thing the other night, man. I went out to Chili's and I ordered off like the low calorie menu.
Yeah.
And then I ate half of it.
Even the low cal menu.
Yeah, and then I took the rest home. It was really good, man.
I can never do that.
What?
Yeah, this is the Wake Up Late with Dougie show. I'm here with Elgin David.
All right, here we are.
And we'll be back with segment two and a few things that I found important in the last day or so. We'll be right back. Hey, this is Dougie Almeida from the Wake Up Late with Dougie show. I was recently in El Paso, Texas, and I found myself a new home away from home. That's right, the Courtyard Marriott Airport, right there in El Paso. I was out working at the Comic Strip, beautiful club, by the way. If you're ever in El Paso, you got to stop by. Great place, beautiful hotel, big room, nice big TV. I got a room with a balcony. It was awesome. The place has a beautiful pool. They got a gym. I didn't use the gym, but it looked great. All the equipment looked magnificent. And, of course, they serve Starbucks coffee 24 hours a day right there on the premises. But if you're a real diehard Starbucks nut, there is one right around the corner. You could walk to it. I didn't walk to it. But they got a great big parking lot. You can park and drive a little bit. Anyway, the Courtyard Marriott Airport in El Paso, Texas. Go out there and great staff. Meet them. Say hi. Tell them you heard it on the Wake Up Late with Dougie show. And I'm sure they'll fluff your pillow for you. The El Paso Courtyard Marriott Airport. Stop by and say hi.
This is the Reverend Bob Levy, and you're listening to the Wake Up Late with Dougie show. If you're not, you're probably sleeping, you lazy fucks.
And we're back to the Wake Up Late with Dougie show.
Welcome back to the Wake Up Late with Dougie show. It's here with Elgin David.
Yeah, we are chilling.
That's right. And this is Peter Leonard's home jerking off. So we'd like to say, don't get anything on the seat, Peter. You know?
Yeah.
Somebody just, Peter's at his house and he's like, you know, friends over. You know, as soon as the person leaves the house, he's like, they leave? And that's his cat.
Anyway, oh, my God.
Welcome back to the show. This is segment two, where we kind of focus on things that have happened or happening that I kind of find important. Like I said yesterday, we talked about that clown from CNN asking that stupid question.
Right.
And John, the libtard he is arguing the point that it was a good question that many people wanted to know the answer to. And I say those people are fucking childish idiots. I don't need... You know, I saw these rants and raves on Facebook about, like, people are hating on Steve Harvey. I guess he made a joke about, on Family Feud, he mentioned that Asian men aren't good looking.
Oh, yeah, I saw that video.
Yeah. Did you actually see the clip from the show? From the game
show?
No,
I didn't even see it. What am I talking about? I read an article about it.
Well, and then, you know, people, the black community is giving him shit because he met with Trump. Now, I'm not black. I can't speak for black people, obviously, but I can honestly say, you know, Marsha Warfield, our friend from Facebook, you know, from Night Court, she hates Trump, obviously, and has all these people on there. And I had a good debate, a very, you know, well-balanced debate with one of her friends that's, it's a liberal, you know, whatever. We didn't bite each other's head off.
Okay.
But I don't know what it is the black community is thinking about when somebody's actually making an effort to do something. Just announced today, by the way, GM, under pressure of Trump, announced they're going to put $1 billion investment here in the United States, in Michigan, and build their next two plants here, as opposed to going over you know, to Mexico or something like that. So you could say what you want about the man, but something is at least bringing work. There, I can assure you, just from that announcement alone, there's going to be dozens of families that are going to have a home, they have work, insurance, pensions.
And where are they building these?
In Michigan, and in that Rust Belt.
Wow!
Because this is the promise he made. There's all these people that are hardworking, honest people that aren't working because people have left because of the globalization of trade and all that. So he's saying, "Look, we're gonna." And all he had to do was talk about it and threaten these people. Are like, oh, they're gonna put treaties on it. Listen, if you don't want, this is the way we work as human beings. Like, okay, I'll give you an example. I got to go to the dentist. I need a crown, okay? And I don't have my dentist says that's like a grand, right? You got to get it done. But it didn't hurt, but she's with the x-rays and everything. It's undeniable. It's an issue. But I'm like, I don't feel any pain. I'm not going to spend a grand right now.
Right.
But what's happened in the last couple of days? I got pain.
Uh-oh.
You know, I'm starting to get every time I drink and this and that. It's like, huh.
Oh, no.
So all you need is a little bit of pain to realize that you don't want pain. So if a company doesn't want pain, they're gonna adjust what they need to get through.
Uh-huh.
They're not gonna be like some moron human being that's not happy with the election results and is gonna pout and cry and protest the rest of their fucking life for the next 4 years. They're gonna say, look, this is the way it is. We gotta get through it. So GM announces $1 billion investment and quotes it's because of Trump.
Mm-hmm.
So he's already done more than fucking Obama ever did. Okay. I shouldn't say ever did in the sense with jobs and stuff. But in his first, he's not even president yet. And he's already done more. And, you know, say what you want. People worried about China. Fuck China. Fuck China. You hear not the people of China, but the fucking Chinese government. Fuck you. And I think the way you say in Chinese, the way you say fuck you in Chinese, it's fuck you. You know, I don't give a fuck. Nobody feels they're bad. The country is, they're trying to fucking own the world. Don't get it fucking through your head, people. By the way, I thought this was interesting since we're talking about battles and wars in China.
Uh-huh.
Pentagon successfully tests micro drone swarm.
Wait.
Now I saved this story for you. I hope
swarm.
You know. Swarm. Yes, I didn't want to tell this in front of Peter Leonard's gonna be like, what, they got bees? You know. The Pentagon may soon be unleashing a 21st century version of locusts on its adversaries after officials on Monday said it had successfully tested a swarm of 103 micro-drones.
Wow.
The important step in the development of new autonomous weapon systems was made possible by improvements in artificial intelligence.
What?
Holding open the possibility that groups of small robots could act together under human direction.
Oh, no. This is fucking scary.
Yeah.
This is not good.
Yeah. What's that, a warning?
What is that?
I don't, you know, now this is the kind of shit that's got to keep the Chinese people, at bay. You know, you really kind of need, this kind of stuff going on.
I'm telling you, man, this isn't good to have this happening.
No. The test of the world's largest micro-drone swarm in California in October includes 103 Perdix micro-drones measuring around 6 inches, which is 16 centimeters for those of you taking a score in Europe.
You already know what's next, man.
Launched from 3 FA-18 Super Hornet fighter jets, the Pentagon said in a statement, the micro-drones demonstrated advanced swarm behavior, such as collective decision-making, adaptive information flying, and it made a cup of coffee while it was up there.
Oh, my God.
So how cool is that? Like, well, I can't remember what movie was that where it was a cartoon. With a Chinese kid, his older brother dies, and he's a scientist.
It's a Big Hero 6.
That's it.
I love that movie.
Isn't that great? So it's kind of like all those little, he designed those little drone things.
Yeah.
Right? And then the guy steals the thing and makes his own weapon with it.
Yep. That's exactly what happened.
Yeah.
You know what's next, man.
What?
I'm a Terminator. Hasta la vista, baby. I'm a cybernetic organism.
We would need that kind of shit, though, for them, you know?
Yeah. But, once these robots and drones start learning and stuff like that and working together.
Yeah, next thing you know, you try to put them in a bottle and they all get out.
They're going
to
start working together against us.
It's like the fucking genies.
It's every movie you've ever seen. I, Robot.
Right.
Which, that's one of my favorite movies of all time. I, Robot.
That's the only, what's his name? Will Smith's in that one.
Yep.
Right? That was the only movie I liked of him.
The only one? That's the only Will Smith movie you like ever?
I don't know. Well.
Did you watch I Am Legend?
Yeah, that was a good movie.
Did you like, did you like Happiness, what is it called? The Pursuit of Happiness?
I hadn't seen it yet. Or he turns into a stockbroker?
Yeah.
Yeah. I saw that shitty one with his son.
Oh, After Earth.
Yeah.
Well, everyone hated that movie.
That was horrible.
I don't even think he likes that movie.
Yeah.
But I don't know him, so.
Yeah. I was in the movie theater and I was on the plane. They played it and it was like.
Oh, man.
I thought this was funny. You heard the rumor about, there was this the thing that the Democrats try to push and this fledging Obama administration's trying to minimize the President Trump's inauguration, but they were talking about, supposedly that he had wild sex with Russian hookers.
What?
Back in the 90s when he was there.
So that's
somebody reported that he wanted them to piss on him.
Wow.
And and here's the thing. Here's why that story is kind of stupid to me. Like, who gives a fuck what a billionaire playboy does on his free time? Like, I was thinking about it. Like, how compromising would that be if that was even happening? The pissing thing's one thing. But, if you're having sex with hot fucking Russian hookers, who in their right minds is going to go, oh, my God, I'm never going to listen to what that guy says.
Yeah, who cares? They're going to be like, that guy's awesome.
Yeah. I want him to, he's coming with us on the next party.
Hell yeah. I want to hang with that guy.
What the fuck? I don't understand what that one was, but I think it was the pissing thing.
Yeah.
But our good friend Putin, here's the thing. I don't give a shit what anybody says. If we're friends with Russia, I think it's a good thing.
Let's find out if it is.
You're going to ask the 8-ball?
Yeah. Is it good if we're friends with Russia, 8-ball? It says, Come on, 8-Ball. This thing is old, man. I haven't seen one of these in ages.
Yeah, where'd it's it like it from? Doesn't really flow to the right area either.
There we go. It says, my sources say, no. My sources say no.
No. So it's not a good thing.
That's what the Magic 8-Ball said.
Putin says accusations in Trump dossier, that's where he said he got pissed on by hookers, are clearly fake. President Vladimir Putin of Russia declared on Tuesday that the political memo alleging that Kremlin had sought for years to influence President-elect Donald Trump was fake, and he said that the effort to compile such a dossier was further evidence of the political decay of the West. And you could say what you want about Putin, but it is true that our own two parties would go through this length to discredit each other is unbelievable.
Well, so when you mention the Kremlin, it just reminds me of the movie Mission Impossible Ghost Protocol.
Yeah.
When they explode the entire Kremlin.
Right.
How is that even possible?
Yeah, it's a nice building.
Why would anybody do that?
Yeah. Putin is quoted as saying he's a grown man. Somebody for many years has been organizing beauty contests, interacted with the most beautiful women in the world. He's, you know, it's difficult for me to imagine that he ran to a hotel to meet with a young woman.
This is the best accent I've ever heard.
Lowered social responsibility. Yeah. While he did denounce prostitution as a horrible social phenomenon, Mr. Putin also boasted about Russian exceptionalism, adding, even though they are undoubtedly the best in the world too, I doubt that Trump would go that far with them. So, I don't know about you, but I banged some hot fucking Russian chicks, and they're pretty hot.
And it wouldn't bother you if they peed on you a little?
No, I mean, even, you know, I'm not into that, but if you know, they were so hot that if they said, okay, we're done, but can I pee on you? Yeah, all right, just don't tell anybody.
Wait, you would let them piss on you afterwards?
Hold on, I'm going to piss on you. You ready? Yes.
Was that a long kiss or a zipper going down?
No, that was a kiss. Yeah, so you could have done it yourself. And when you have sex with a hot Russian hooker... That's my dick getting hard thinking about it. So, listen, being friends with Russia isn't a bad thing. It's funny because when douchebag Obama came into office, he wanted us to make tie. He wanted us to negotiate with Iran. He wanted us to, he suggested we get to know our enemies. And now that we're talking about the U.S. and Russia having a tight relationship, the Democrats are like, well, how you can do that? You know, come on.
You refer to him as douchebag Obama.
Yeah.
That's how you see him? Yeah. Douchebag Obama?
I think he real smart guy, obviously, well-spoken, but not a leader. I mean, he could lead people to, like, a Boy Scouts. I think he'd be good, like, a principal in a school or something like that. But to be the president of the United States, he's not.
Well, he's not I don't think he's a douchebag.
He's a douchebag.
Oh my God.
For what he's doing right now, he's a douchebag. You know, here's a guy that says, we want to have the transition of power happen flawlessly. Meanwhile, he's now even going and saying that he's gonna push or pressure Trump even after he's done. Yeah, he's not going to stop. He's going to help the Democratic Party, you know, battle Trump. So he's a douchebag. Just fucking go with your wife, go hang out, play basketball somewhere, you know. Chill out, go back to Hawaii, go visit your family in Kenya. You know?
Oh, my God.
Oop, that's the president.
Uh-oh. We got the president online.
Yeah. Now, are you worried about global warming and all this kind of stuff?
Yeah, of course.
Right? Like sea levels are rising. You can't deny that.
I definitely think it's real.
Now, I think the real question is, Is it man-made, or is it just the way of the universe and the way of the Earth itself? It's going through its own cycles. Like, you know, have we helped? We caused it to get worse? I don't, you know, that's still to me, because I think, you know, if the sun decided to burp a little sun flare, that fuck global warming, we could be all fried in a moment. So that type of level of chaos in the universe it's kind, you know, whether we're contributing to it or, you know what I'm saying? It's kind of hard, you know what I mean, to say that.
Yeah, but you have to look into, I mean, we've been doing a lot to the earth and the use of fossil fuels.
Yeah, but I mean, come on, think about this. Think about all the shit that's happened to the earth before man got here, the fucking pelting of fucking media. And you know what I'm saying? It's like.
Yeah, but think about how many people are on the planet at the same time. And think about how many machines, power plants, how much oil, gas, how much carbon monoxide we're putting into the air, into the solar system.
But how come but the universe is dangerous? The air that's out in the universe could be, so if anything was to happen, it just, like we're this little speck in the universe, and to say that what we generate on here is really affecting us. Like, don't get me wrong, pollution, I mean, we're talking about China. Look at these poor fucking people. They can't even breathe. You know, there's a growing trend in China right now where people just leave for fresh air. That's what they do. They leave China just to fucking breathe.
Wow.
That's like, you know, sometimes you go to, like, I want some sun, I want a tan. People leave China so they can fucking breathe.
Wow.
That's, you know, So yeah, I mean, listen, there's too many people on this earth. I think that's a problem, okay? So I don't know if that's, if we're going to say global warming in a sense. It's just too many fucking people on the earth. And what are you going to do? The only way you're going to end that is if you get rid of people.
Well, maybe that's what Mother Earth is trying to do.
Well, it's gonna.
You ever heard? There's like, like the Earth is sick and we're the virus.
Right, we're the snot.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Well, or we can adapt. Here's a great story. Incredible plans unveiled for the world's first floating city.
Oh.
In the middle of the Pacific city. Pacific Ocean.
I wonder what that's going to be like.
Yeah. Incredible plans unveiled for the world's first floating city in the middle of the Pacific Ocean. A company is planning to build the world's first floating city in the middle of the Pacific Ocean. The government of French Polynesia has signed an agreement with a U.S. firm that they hope construction will begin in 2019. The Seasteading Institute has spent the past 5 years trying to work out how to build permanent, innovative communities floating at sea. Imagine.
So just giant cities, but in the middle of the ocean.
Yeah, I mean, you know.
So they're going to have, obviously, schools, fire departments, right. You know, maybe even a police department out there.
Asian massage parlors.
Oh, my God.
I mean, this is the image of it, and they want to build, like, some sort of barrier to control, like, maybe the waves or somewhat. You got to control a bit of the tide. You know, you can't be fucking sitting there, and the whole neighborhood's got seasickness.
Wow, and you know? It's like a spiral,
right? It's like a big wheel, and they got some sort of dam control aspect around it.
Interesting.
And inside, let's see, what are these fucking pictures of these bullshit stories? French Polynesian, a collection of 118 islands in the Southern Pacific, is at risk from rising sea levels. The government of the islands has signed a memorandum of the understanding with the San Francisco-based Institute, according to the news. Says here, I mean, it looks kind of neat, right? This will lead to further studies about economic blah, blah, blah. We are looking for sheltered waters. We don't want to be out in the open ocean. It's technologically possible, but economically outrageous to afford. So if we can be behind a reef break, then we can design floating platforms that are sufficient for those waters at an affordable cost. Yeah, you can't be out in the middle of the ocean with fucking 20-foot waves and a storm comes, you know.
Yeah, what the fuck? What are you going to do? Your house is gone.
They also have very stable institutions, so we're able to work with governments that want us there. Yeah. Would you live on... Well, the question is, would you live in a fucking, like, city that floats on the ocean?
It would be a man-made... city in the middle of the ocean.
Yeah.
That's like a man. It's like Antarctica.
What?
Antarctica.
Antarctica. That's, I mean, actually a continent. Yeah.
Atlantis. I mean,
Atlantis.
That's what I meant.
Do you believe in Atlantis? You think Atlantis existed?
I don't know. I mean, it could have, but the ocean is so deep. There's parts of the ocean that we've never even been down.
Well,
there.
And not only that, there's even was. There's, it was only a few months ago they found off the coast of fucking South America or the Galapagos. I don't know where it was. But they found like a hidden city that was like all underwater because sea levels had been much lower at some point.
That's cool.
So I'm saying, you know, how many different like religious books, the Bible, this and that, or all talk about great floods. They all do. That's the thing. If you look at the Bible and the Quran and every they all have some sort of deluge that occurred at some point. So it's not hard to believe that either an asteroid hit the Earth and caused the oceans to fucking, you know, or change the rotation of the Earth. Now the ocean's shifted. And now, you know, can you imagine if something caused the Earth to kind of stop spinning a little bit or change its axis? Now the oceans, you know, things are spinning a different way. So now you have the whole Pacific Ocean like rubbing up into.
If the axis of the Earth or stopped spinning or started spinning the other way, we would all fucking
done
be vaporized.
Yeah, there would be no atmosphere. It would float. Everything would just completely. The oceans would turn over. The oceans would cover all land. If it stopped, I mean, you know, physics.
It would be chaos.
We'd be fucked. There would be no show on Wednesday.
There would be no delicious food at Tavolino's.
Wise Guys comedy show at Tavolino's is canceled today because of Armageddon. Anyway, but it's not canceled. Don't forget, guys, Wednesday night, Tavolino's Wise Guys comedy show. I'll be your host along with Mike Charette as your feature and Danny Bevins as our headline. A very funny show. And special guest Mike Marino, the Jersey bad boy, will be there. Just $10. Call Tavolino's to RSVP your table and seat. And by the way, we're going to come back. We're going to do straight from the headlines. We got some stupid fucking stories.
I'm excited.
Yeah.
As always.
What's that, Peter? What'd you say? Oh, I can't hear you because you're not fucking there.
At least we'll get to hear the stories.
Yeah. Notice I didn't get that aggravated today. You notice I'm like calm, like I'm actually enjoying myself.
This is a very chill show.
Right?
Yeah. I'm having fun. Hopefully everybody listening is having a good time.
You would hope, right? Hey, Peter, what's that? Shut up. We'll be right back with Straight From Headlines.
Hey, what's up? It's Elgin David, and you're listening to the Wake Up Late with Dougie show right here on, what are you, on a computer, laptop, iPhone? I don't know. Keep listening.
And we're back to the Wake Up Late with Dougie show.
And now, for your dining and dancing pleasure, some international and domestic news you may or may not believe. It's Straight From The Headlines with Dougie Almeida.
Yeah, welcome back to the Wake Up Late with Dougie show. It's time for Straight From The Headlines, where we talk about things that have happened around the world and make fun of it. Although sometimes, most of the time, it's from Florida.
Well, most of the dumbest stuff happens here.
Yeah.
For some reason.
Well, our first story comes from Jacksonville. A masseuse, 70-year-old masseuse, gets busted for offering a rub and tug.
No way.
Yeah. Now, have you ever in your life been to a Asian massage parlor where you got a handy?
No. Why would you do?
I remember I had like my neighbors, the kids used to live next door. They never had been. So one of the kids wanted to go one time, and he was like, I said, well, go. I'll take you to this place, you know, you know.
And
he chickened out.
Ah!
I'm like, dude. He's like, oh, he's got so scared because he thought he was going to get busted when it happened. Like that, could you imagine you're in an Asian massage parlor and a place gets busted by the FBI?
That would be the worst luck ever.
It'd be a bad day. Masseuse, 70, busted after offering to lend a undercover cop a hand.
70?
For $60. Yeah, look at her.
70 years old?
Look at this poor Asian woman.
Are you kidding me, Dougie?
Look at that. Now, first of all, like, let's say you go in to get a massage and she's working you, and then, you know.
If I go to get a massage, Dougie, first of all, Dougie.
Yeah.
This woman looks like the oldest woman. That is not hot.
No, it's not.
Getting a handy from, somebody's grandma.
She's got fucking arthritis. She's like, my hand is stuck on your cock.
Who... That's the grimiest setup ever.
An undercover vice operation targeting a Florida massage parlor netted a 70-year-old woman who allegedly offered to masturbate the detective for an additional $60.
Unbelievable.
Septgungun Suhi Gribat was collared Tuesday at Jacksonville Therapy in Jacksonville. Police began probing business after receiving reports that female employees perform sex acts on customers. Now, here's the thing I want to know. Who the fuck is calling in and reporting this? Like, you know, like, did some guy go home and go, oh, I can't believe that girl just jerked me off? Or a guy comes home to his wife and she's like, she finally wants to fuck and have sex. She's like, ah, I'm a little tired, you know? And she, you know, Because the only way you can get busted is if your lady, like, you know, grabs your dick after you come back and it's like all greased up.
Is that what happens?
Yeah. You got to make sure they, you know, wipe it down. So, but you can't wipe off like fucking rub. When you got a good rub and tug.
Uh-huh.
You can't just go home and take a towel and wipe that shit off your, you know, your privates.
Okay.
You know, it's going to take a while. That's like embedded, you know, petroleum.
So if you left the house with a dry penis and you come home with a lubed up penis.
Yeah. If you could slip your dick between a door frame because it's so lubed up.
And they're like, what is going on here?
What kind of massage are you getting? And then she's going to call. I'm going to call the police. My husband went to this Jacksonville fucking rub and tug.
Oh my God. And it was somebody's grandma. Somebody's grandma, dude.
I mean, I know. After an undercover detective paid Grabat $70 for a 30-minute rub down.
Great grandma, could be.
That's expensive. You get them for 70 bucks for an hour here.
Yo, dude, I went on floridaman.com.
Right.
At reddit.com/floridaman.
Right.
Because you were saying you were finding Florida stories.
Right.
Jordan's is the 1, 2, 3, 4, 5th story down.
Really?
On the top of Reddit right now.
Right.
That's cool.
Right? It's popularity, right?
Yeah,
I never really watched. I never got into Reddit.
Florida man tattooed.
After undercover detective got paid 70 bucks for a 30-minute rubdown, she led him to a massage room. During the massage, cops allege Grabat allegedly offered to masturbate the detective for an additional 60 bucks. Like, people say, how does that work? Like, okay, you want to jerky? Usually... Usually, when you're on your, I always tell people if you're at one of these places, and you're on your stomach, you know, and then I love these and my wife, I tell my listen, it's true, I they're the greatest massages in the world because they walk on you, they know what the fuck they're doing. It's not like massage envy, that shithole where they're all these students that just got out of fucking massage school.
Oh.
You know, and they're horrible.
Really? That's what it is.
Yeah.
I never been to massage.
Yeah.
Envy either.
My wife has a membership there, and she goes, but. You know,
but you're saying the Asian massage is where it's at.
No,
the hole in the wall,
yeah.
You see massage.
Not
everywhere.
The hole in the wall. They got nice ones.
Okay, I don't know.
Don't go to some shithole. I'm telling you, go to. But you know, you go there and they walk and they stretch and I'm a big guy. You know, it's kind of, you can't just have somebody sticking their little fingers. So so it's good. And so, but after that's done, you're like, oh, you know, you're like, you got to breathe into that thing. It's almost like a workout.
Mm-hmm.
So, and they always say, you want the high? Yeah, deep, man, deep. Fucking walk on my back, stick your fucking heel into my shoulder blade, you know, all that. And so then we're done, what they do is they do that little finger tickle. Like they put their hand barely on you and they kind of,
okay,
you know what I mean? Like
uh-huh.
They caress,
like very light,
slowly, lightly touch your body.
Very light, yeah.
Right, and then they'll go between your legs and like touch your fucking taint.
Uh-huh.
And, like that.
So
that's
like the doorbell.
Yeah. You know, you're sitting there. Next thing you know, they're like, you feel like the back of your balls being tickled.
So without, that's like the nonverbal cue.
That's like, hey, guess what?
Do you want me to come higher?
Well, yeah. Well, then you know what you do is then you, if you want, then you kind of shift a little bit so that,
uh-huh.
You know, and if you're smart, you kind of poke it down to the right.
Uh-huh.
When you're laying there so that when she does that, next thing you know.
You sound like a pro at this.
I hear these
you
things.
You sound like a pro at
this. I am. I'm pretty good
this
at this.
This is like
play.
The manual.
I should write a manual. Now, and then, of course, that's all exciting. And then they keep, and you know, sometimes they'll reach under and they'll grab it.
Uh-huh.
And then you're like, well, okay, I'm
it's
in.
On.
I don't have
it's
to
on.
Ask.
Yeah.
And then you, and then the thing is, you're so excited when they say, okay, turn over. You turn over and you're like, wing, 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 you know, you're getting fucking cable. And they look at it like, oh, you know, and then right away, you know, they touch it. And as long as you don't go, hey, what are you doing? Hey, don't touch my dick.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Who would do that?
Yeah, fucking, hey, what
hey,
are you doing?
I'm only here naked, and you just rubbed my whole body. But no, you can't touch my erect, and obviously, you know, I'm what? Into it.
Yeah, you want to touch my dick?
But you can't. Well, at that point, if you're getting a massage with your fucking jeans on.
Yeah. Fucking work some dickies, yeah. So that, and that's what generally happens, and that's because they lather up that hot oil, you know, and then go to town.
But you can't come home with the lubed up.
Yeah, that's the thing. You gotta shower down.
Wow.
And sometimes a lot of these places they'll wash you after. Like, you want to shower after? I'm like, yeah.
What do you mean? They'll give, like, you go and take a shower?
Well, there's some of these places that you go and they'll hand wash you. Like, you'll lay on a table.
Okay.
right? And then they'll rub you down with
like a baby?
Yeah.
They're like with the cloth?
Yeah, like their own little spongy thing, hand thing, and then they'll rub you all over.
What the fuck?
They'll stick their hand in your crack of your ass and clean you, you know.
Get out of here.
Yeah, and you feel bad. It's like, you know, it's like when you go to your dentist. You know, when you go to your dentist, you don't want to go there and have the girl do it and pull all kinds of fucking, like, you know, crumbs out of there. So make sure you go in there a little, you know, somewhat clean.
Mm.
And then you flip over and the same thing. And, of course, they thoroughly wash your penis.
What if you went to the gym afterwards?
That's a good move. You know, but then you got to make sure your hands are, you don't be slipping on the fucking, you end up dropping the weight bed, fucking the barbell on your chest.
And fuck, you're all tired now.
Yeah. Oh, I'm so relaxed.
Yeah.
That's happened before to me. I used to go a lot to these places when I was fighting, because I would go once a week. I would train so hard, and on Saturday I'd go just to.
So did you go to the same one all the time?
No. Some regular same ones I would go to.
So, like, you'd walk in and be like, oh, Dougie's here.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? They knew you by name already?
Yeah. Hannah.
Which girl do you want?
Well, Hannah. Some people say, oh, Hannah, it's a nice name, but Hannah's number one in Korean.
Okay.
So Hannah, you think it's, oh, your name's Hannah? No, her she's number one.
Mm.
There was Susie. Yeah. And some girls, you know, they're a lot more, you know, they do a lot more. After, once you're known, next thing you know, they get naked and lay on you.
Shut the fuck
I'm
up.
I'm telling you.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
They would do that, and they would, you know, a little smoke them slow, give you a little, you know, not just the hand job. They end up, you know, playing lollipop with it.
Really?
Yeah.
Get the fuck out of here.
You're just sitting there going, yeah, I just came here for a massage. Now I'm sitting here watching this girl, like, you know, play Candyland with my penis.
Wow.
Look at you. You want to go now. Look at you. You're all excited.
No, I mean, this is like, it's intriguing, this
we
story.
We should put a hidden camera on you and send you in there.
Just a little GoPro.
Put a little GoPro on you.
I'll just stick it to the center of my chest, and they're like, what is that? I'm like, I'm Iron Man.
This keeps the shrapnel away from my heart.
Yeah. It's also recording.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Just say hello.
Can you wave at it?
You ever see somebody lose it at a drive-thru?
Have you ever seen someone lose it?
Yeah.
Not personally.
Yeah. I almost lost it one time at Taco Bell. So I'm waiting to go, and there was, like, traffic going through, like, through the parking lot, and I'm, like, next to get into the drive-thru line, and this fucking douche in a pickup truck ran right in front of me, like, got as I was waiting, just cut right into me. I'm
gotcha.
Like, what the fuck?
Right.
I almost pulled out my weapon.
Get out of here.
I almost did. But
you must have really wanted that McChicken, man.
I just didn't want to be pulled, cut off.
Oh, it was a Taco Bell, you said, right?
Yeah, the guy was saying shit, and I was like, I don't need to use deadly force. I'll just go to Burger King.
Yeah.
First drive-thru rage arrest of 2017 comes courtesy of McDonald's in, where do you think, Elgin?
Florida.
That's right. A McDonald's employee was kicked in the stomach by an irate and violent customer who was extremely unhappy with his service in the drive-thru.
Wow.
Investigators allege that William Silva, 49, exploded after being tied up in the drive-thru lane.
God bless you.
Which was backed up Sunday around 10:30 p.m. Silva, cops say, entered the Clearwater McDonald's and started screaming and cursing at employees after being asked to calm down. Silva allegedly attacked worker Manuel Cano, who was off duty at the time. Silva, a criminal complaint alleges, delivered a front kick, not a liver kick, as
R.J. Walker.
R.J. Walker.
Liver kick.
By the way,
the
right next to the old Fort Lauderdale Comedy Club, a new little comedy venue has been put together. The first show will be this Saturday. So if you're in Fort Lauderdale, go to Alligator Alley's. It's on Oakland Park, right there just east of Dixie Highway. There's going to be a comedy show. I'm going to stop by. I'm flying in from my trip on Saturday, so I'll be there.
Nice.
Speaking of
liver kick.
Started screaming, blah, blah, blah. He delivered a front kick to Cano, who countered with several blows to Silva's head. While Silva, pictured at the right, denied starting January 1st altercation of or creating a disturbance of any kind inside the restaurant, his account of the incident was contradicted by Cano and the McDonald's manager.
So, who started this fight?
The guy who came in. Obviously, you don't. You know, when you come in from outside,
uh-huh.
It's kind of hard to prove that you didn't do anything when you left your car.
Of course, and then came inside. Absolutely.
Obviously, you
have intent.
Yes.
So that guy kicked his ass.
Yeah, just isn't that the that's I love that when some badass and this is people I don't want okay this is something I was known for in school like I'm not a tall guy
is
I was
kicking people's ass
yeah like there was always football players from other teams and this kind of there was always fights that would occur at the beach I had a lot of fights so that you know they're like oh fuck you I'm like dude I'll fuck you like fuck and they think I'm 5'9" you know I never lifted weights in high school I was a soccer player
right
but I was. Of a fucking
wow,
fighter.
You played soccer. You're a fighter. You're like the bully in the Karate Kid, man.
That's right. And I was, you know, these guys would come up, and next thing you know, they'd be fucking picking their teeth up, or they'd be knocked the fuck out, you know, pretty quickly. It was like, you know, a lot of these things happened, and that's the best thing in the world, where someone who thinks they're about to kick your ass, some real tough guy, ends up fucking eating it.
Yeah.
Like, how great was that video last year where that one kid was picking on that big kid in school?
And the big kid and took the kid him and slammed the shit out of him.
Pile drive them into the ground.
He couldn't even walk after that.
It was fucking
I felt bad for both of them, actually.
Fuck that.
But that little bully, what a piece of shit.
That kid, now you think that kid learned from that? You think that kid...
Are you kidding me? I guarantee you that kid has never picked on anyone.
I wonder if he got mad and just got more pissed at people.
Maybe. It could go both ways. It's all perception.
Speaking of school, sexual assault question, part of a math homework assignment.
What?
Hey, I want to get the kids involved with stuff that's, you know, contemporary.
Who did this?
I wonder if it was Florida. Nope. In Percasey, Pennsylvania, Pennsylvania High School is apologizing after students were given a math homework assignment that asked which family member had sexually assaulted a girl.
Are you fucking kidding?
The assignment focused on Maya Angelou and her autobiography, I Know Why the Caged Bird Sings. It provided an algebra formula that asked Angelou was sexually abused by her mothers at age 8, which shaped her career choice at motivation for writing. Penrite High School students need to solve the formula before deciding whether the answer was boyfriend, brother, or father.
What the fuck?
Listen, I wouldn't pass that test. I don't even know what they're talking about. Screenshots of the homework posted by news organizations show the subsequent questions reads, trying to support her son as a single mother. She worked as a pimp, prostitute, and whore, I'm guessing. They leave that bar black.
Wow.
Another formula must be solved to determine if she answers, if the answer was bookie, drug dealer, or nightclub dancer.
Well, you said pimp, prostitute, or whore. What's the difference between a prostitute and a whore?
Well, a whore doesn't get paid.
Get out of here.
Prostitutes get paid. Whores just fuck.
So how can you work as a whore?
Well, you just don't make much money. You won't have to file taxes that year.
Oh, so it's all under the table.
Yeah, or pretty much under the sheets.
A little handy on the
table. Quote, we apologize to anyone who is offended by the content of the assignment and have taken steps to avoid such occurrences in the future. Yeah, why don't you use something else like, you know, cans of milk and food and enough wood to start a fire kind of questions. A similar homework assignment caused controversy in Fort Myers, Florida, back in 2015. In that case, a middle school teacher also downloaded the algebra homework from an external website. The district said the veteran teacher didn't carefully examine the homework and called it oversight that wouldn't be repeated. I Know Why the Caged Bird Sings was published back in 1969, is assigned reading in many high schools, but is also occasionally attacked for its content. Like, you know, did you read Clockwork Orange?
I didn't read Clockwork Orange.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, that was one of the, like, middle high school things or middle school things you had to read.
I read, like, To Kill a Mockingbird.
Right.
The Great Gatsby.
Right.
Of Mice and Men.
Yeah, but so I was probably more edgy school because there was a rape scene in Clockwork Orange.
Uh-huh.
So people were like, oh, you're teaching my kid about rape.
Isn't there a rape in 12 Angry Men?
Yeah.
You know, I read that also.
Life is about rape.
Yeah.
Here's a story. Airline debuts female-only seating to combat in-flight sex attacks. Now, I know that people fuck on planes.
They do?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, I had a close trip once where I ended up making out with the chick, and she was, like, grabbing my package underneath the blanket, but we didn't fuck.
That's cool.
I was really young.
Do people do that, really? They must be, like, that would be cool if they, like, made a club. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
People who did that.
Like, yeah, like when you go on a plane, you should always be able, it's like, it's instead of Tinder.
Yeah.
Right? You should have some like Air Tinder thing.
Imagine that if you on the same flight,
right.
You match.
Yeah.
Then you decide if you want to fuck, and then you put a little like.
Stewardess, can I change my seat? I'd like to switch with 8B.
Or if you can just message them, you know?
Yeah.
And meet me in the bathroom.
Hey, yeah. Let's have some snacks.
And then your bell's like, boom.
Yeah.
And boom. Then you know when to go.
Air India is set to launch a woman-only seating to protect female flyers from sexual harassment from all those perverted Indian fucks after a number of women were allegedly groped by male passengers.
Oh, boy.
Starting on January 18th, these seats will be made available on Airbus A320's aircraft to women who travel alone and do not wish to be seated next to men and will be will see the first two rows sectioned off.
That's ridiculous.
Air India General Manager Revenue Management Maknish Malik told the news that a company would not be charging any additional fee for blocking these seats, as the move is meant to enhance female safety.
Well, then that's good. Then it's not that ridiculous. That's good.
Right. It's really bad because, you know.
It's bad that they have to do that.
In India, they had those group rapes. Remember that woman got killed after being raped by all those guys and they stuck fucking sticks in her? I mean.
Terrible.
Fucking,
I don't even want to hear that.
But you know what?
Shit.
They banned porn. They had to ban porn in India because these guys are getting all riled up. Well, we can't fuck a cow, you know.
Oh, my God. So it must be tough being in India and having porn because you can't do those things.
Right.
But you can watch those things only.
Right. It's not like you can get all riled up. And
and sex is one of the most basic human emotions, and to suppress that must make people go fucking crazy.
Yeah. Yeah. My wife made me go crazy this morning. I got to try to get a little something. She's like, oh, I'm tired. I just woke up middle of the night. God dang it.
Just got to keep plugging, bro.
Yeah. Well, that's all we have time for here on the Wake Up Late with Dougie show.
Get out of here. We're out of time already? That show
that's
flew,
it.
Man.
It did. Well, Peter wasn't here interrupting every fucking 10 seconds.
And it was fun. It was a good time.
Well, thanks to Elgin Dave for joining us today.
Thank you for having me, Doug. You had a great time.
Welcome back. And, of course, I mentioned Tavolino's Go to Come the Wise Guys show. Thursday, I'm going to be at Rocky Gap Casino, headlining the Rocky Gap Casino Bonkers Comedy Club there. Friday, I'm going to be at Pipestem Spa in West Virginia. In Pipestem, West Virginia, Jay Bliss will be the headliner. Be a very fun show. And don't forget, like I said, on Saturday, come to Alligator Alley in Fort Lauderdale on Oakland Park Boulevard, just east of Dixie Highway area, or just west of Dixie. No, where is that? Just west of Dixie Highway, I think that is. Out there, going to have a comedy show in the old Fort Lauderdale Comedy Club area right there. Thanks for listening, guys. Next week, well, actually, I'm going to have a show tomorrow. I think Danny Bevins will be joining me tomorrow, and Mike Charette may be with me. So we may have a special surprise show for you tomorrow. And another thing, guys, stay tuned because we're going to start doing on-location interviews. We're going to... I got my recorder. I got my linear thing. So at Tavolino's, I'm going to interview some of the people there and some stuff like that. So we're going to be putting that in between the segments here and on the road kind of documents, interviews and stuff like
that's
that.
That's cool,
so,
man. That's
some fun
very
stuff.
Cool.
Follow us on Twitter at Wake Up Dougie and join our fan page on Facebook at Wake Up Late with Dougie Show. You can follow me on Twitter and on Instagram at Dougie Dangerous. And go to DougieAlmeida.com for more dates. How about you?
You can follow me at Elgin David Comic.
All right, guys, thanks for listening, and we'll see you tomorrow right here at the same spot. Take care.
People of the earth, can you hear me? Came a voice from the sky on a magical night. And in the colors of a thousand sunsets, they traveled through the world on a silvery light. People of the earth stood waiting, watching as the ships came one by one. Setting fire to the sky as they landed, carrying to the world children of the sun. Children of the sun. All at once came a sound from inside. The beam of light hit the ground. Everyone felt the sound of their heartbeat.
times. We